include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button. The Rev here. Life can deal some crushing blows. Renew, refresh, and restore your spirit. Join us every Sunday as Pastor Keith reveals the joy of knowing God through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We gather at the Old Severance Town Hall at 10 o'clock, located at 4th Avenue and 1st Street in Severance, to hear God's inspiration. Come and be part of our family. We look forward to meeting you.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1, there's below us, 15 falling, floating waves, calling, calling.
And greetings, good afternoon, welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We're going to discuss the matter of the nuclear option today. Would Russia use a nuclear option if pushed any harder? Or if pushed, if the globalists will not back down, will Russia use the nuclear option? No. Will the globalists back down? No. But what would be a justification for Russia using the nuclear option? Because there is justification for that. And this is out of whatdoesitmean.com's today's article. I'm going to, as I get into this, I'm going to give you two views. The view of the nuclear option, and why would Russia use it? And why would Russia be justified in using that option? Which she won't. This is out of Maria Zakharova, the foreign ministry spokeswoman. St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, she declared today, Russia's nuclear deterrent policies are purely defensive in nature, and the hypothetical use of nuclear weapons is clearly limited to extraordinary circumstances. She explained that these extraordinary circumstances could include an attack on Russia or its allies involving nuclear or other weapons of mass destruction, or a conventional aggression that threatens the very existence of the state. And she stressed, the fundamental point remains unchanged. Russia is fully committed to the principle that a nuclear war should never be fought. There could be no winner in it. Then there was an article in the Russians are very intellectual. They're deep thinkers. They're very philosophical, and Nietzsche and Russian fatalism. We're going to talk about Russian fatalism. Whether debilitated by a physical illness or overcome by an intense bout with psychological emotional pain, Nietzsche recommended that one utilize the remedy which he called Russian fatalism. One who utilizes such a remedy ceases the attempt to cure himself. and simply lies down and accepts his sickness and pain and inhibits any physical or emotional reaction whatsoever. In doing so, he conserves precious energy and hastens his recovery. This is a fact. Sometimes, people, when they resign themselves to, you could say, fate, or they resign themselves and commit themselves into the hand of God, not knowing whether they shall live or die, there are other outside forces that intervene and react, and a person who should die lives. On the other hand, I know a friend, good friend in Las Vegas, Nevada, nutritionist. Most of the people that come to him with stage 2, 3, 4 cancer, 80%+ lived. But he said there's some odd thing that happens. Someone who, like a young man, 30, just in his early 30s, came in, very early stage of cancer, and this friend did everything nutritionally possible, and still, 3 months later, this young man died. And this friend said, I don't understand why a 75-year-old patient with stage 4 will live, and this young man, 30 in his early 30s, has no reason for him to die, and he dies. Well, Nietzsche understood something that we don't understand. And in the Bible, there's a principle. We don't know when we're going to be born, and we try to prolong our lives, which we can, and there are certain things we can do to shorten our lives, which many people do. But God knows the day of birth, the day of death. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360, khnc.com for podcasts.
Hey, 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Sons and daughters.
there is a the Russians, they understand a philosophical, spiritual, this is not just a war taking place in Ukraine. This is survival, and survival not just from America's and NATO's and European aggression militarily, but there is something much, much deeper. It is a philosophy. And philosophy can be much more powerful than any weapon created. What I mean by that is this. The Russia is fully aware of the psychological, philosophical belief system of the New World Order. They know that, I'll condense it, and I'll funnel it down and make it even more clear if I can. At the end of World War II, at the beginning of World War II, before World War II began, there was a philosophy, and it was deep-seated in the minds of the German people. It was created in, actually, back at the time of Cecil B. Rhodes, white supremacy, or Aryan supremacy, or English American English speaking supremacy. All nations of the world, whether you be black, Asian, or Anglo-Saxon, this type of philosophy exists in the minds of nations, of peoples. And with the Aryan philosophy, Cecil Rhodes felt that the Aryan people are the rulers, the supreme, have the right to rule, to own the world. And it developed, and we understand it as Nazism. Aryanism, Nazism, it's a philosophy, it's a religion. It did not die with World War II. It didn't end in World War II. Once it came into, this philosophy came and was actually not just introduced, but there was actually momentum in the natural world physically with this type of thinking. Hitler and his Nazi SS, the Nazi troops, you could not unconvince them that they would lose the war. You couldn't convince them they would lose the war, and you couldn't unconvince them. You couldn't get them to believe that they weren't going to win. Russia put an end to that. Russia understood how powerful this type of thinking, not only Adolf Hitler, not only the Nazi SS, but the English and the powers in the United States of America that understood this doctrine of this religion. This religion, they had a view. There was no defeat. It was win at all costs, succeed. The objective to control, to own, to direct. When we went in and World War II ended, that belief system moved into Ukraine. It moved into the United States of America. It is in this present-day administration and government, not just with the Biden or the hidden power, the true ruler, the wizard behind the curtain, Barack Obama. It still exists. It existed during the time of Donald Trump, and Nazism, the philosophy, the religion, became stronger. During the Clinton administration, going all the way back, it's continued to grow, starting from World War II with Operation Paperclip, when these men who were very talented came into this, gifted, very brilliant, came into America. They brought their scientific knowledge, everything that they were naturally, as well as a religion. Now, from this view, this religion exists, it is alive, it is very powerful, it has been hidden in the United States of America. We can look at it as communism, socialism, but it really is more developed and more, the religion is very subtle, but it is actually the philosophy of the people in the World Economic Forum, and it is the philosophy of the people who have been moving to bring about a new world, one world government. This is their philosophy. In that philosophy, just like in Nazi Germany, the sick, the weak must die. The cripple, the deformed must die. Those that were not, the children that are born that appear to be somewhat intellectually inferior must die. Euthanasia, no problem. Only the strong. Survival of the fittest. They have basically the thought that their children, their grandchildren, their grandchildren's children, they are the only individuals alive today that can control and rule the world. This is the one world, new world order philosophy. Now, with that in mind, Russia. Why is Russia so adamant to fight the globalists of the West, the nations in the unipolar world system? This is why Russia knows that, I'll go back to my article, this professor Sergeyev Karaganov, he leads the Council on Foreign Defense Policy in Russia. He's the top advisor to Putin and Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov. And he says this, the Russian people, they are entitled by using its nuclear weapons. By using nuclear weapons, Russia can save humanity from a global catastrophe. The global catastrophe is not just the United States in all of its power politically, economically, militarily, but something more powerful in the brain, in the mind, in the thinking, in the philosophy, in the thought process. And China understands the exact same thing. Nazism is alive and well in the United States of America. It is the philosophy of all those who are behind the move, the push, the hidden ways in which they are bringing this new world order into existence. John Kerry, the environmentalists, all that you see with this evil, with the homosexuality, with the lesbianism, LGBT, all of this. This is what Russia sees as the threat to the world, not just nuclear weapons. But Russia is resigned to save the world to use nuclear weapons. There's going to be no end to the war in Ukraine. You can't win that war. It is impossible, and Russia knows it. They're not fighting just people with guns. with tanks. No, they're fighting something in the mind. And you cannot control, should Russia take over all of Ukraine, Russia will still not control it. You can't. Because there will be guerrilla warfare. There will be, you can't kill that philosophy. It's in the brain. It's there. Like eugenics, people that believe that certain people have a right to die. They don't have the right to live. They have a right to die. Russia could never win that war, and they know it. This is why Vladimir Putin had no intention. He was hoping he would not have to move Russian military into Ukraine. He didn't want to do that. He didn't want to play that card. He was forced to. Why? Because of empire. Empire is complicated. Empire's power is multifaceted. Empire controls economically by doing the exact same thing China is doing, bribing the kings of the earth, the prime ministers, the governors of nations, the rulers of these nations. China's just following our policies. We buy off all of the European nations. We tell them, you know, after World War II, we're going to fund you and we are going to build weapons, because now that the war is over, now there's a new enemy, Russia. And you're going to need tanks, you're going to need money, you're going to need our help, and we will fund you. But we want you to join a group of nations, NATO, and this way the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, we will use you as our base, our military base in Europe and in Central Europe and in Eastern Europe. And we will partner with you, because we all have a common enemy, Russia. Well, China has been doing the same thing in other nations. You go into talk to a president of a nation, hey, we want to build your ports, your harbors. We want to build bridges for you. Same exact principle that America has done since 1945. So Russia knows that the only way to really save the world is to destroy not just a nation of people, not individuals. They have to destroy they even say that it would take 20 years, 30 years in Ukraine to basically untrain the philosophies of these people that are in Nazi religion, Aryan thinking, supremacist thinking. It happens with Hispanics. It happens with the blacks. It happens with the Asians. It doesn't matter. Every race feels they're superior. It's just nature. It's a nature to mankind. Everybody is superior over the blacks are superior over the Asians superior over the whites superior over the Asians and the blacks, the Hispanics. It's a mess. There's no remedy for this type of thinking. And there's no remedy in what's happening with Russia and America and the unipolar and the multipolar world. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Tammy Cuthbert-Garcia with Naturally Inspired Radio. Tune in Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. for the latest in natural health news. Get real solutions for healthy living and hear from our inspiring guests that are leading the way in health and freedom.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Hi. Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
JD here. Join me as I take my A-10 Warthog radio show into the swamp to do battle with the political and propagandist cockroaches and swamp creatures. Saturdays, noon to 1.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born. Like a dog without a bone, and packed her out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
There's a killer on the road. So, this is why this war in Ukraine is such a disaster. It's not just about nations sending arms and military troops. It's more than that. Much, much more than that. Christ said in the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 10, he said that Gentiles, or the nations, the Gentiles, including all the races, Hispanic, Asian, Latino, whatever area from south of the border, blacks, Anglo-Saxon, white, it doesn't matter. They will go to war against each other. It will be racial. Races against races. Then you have powers, nations against nations. We in this country, we're a nation of many different, we're a nation of many different races. We go to war with Germany. They're a nation with basically one race or two races, three races. That's nation against nation. But within this country, even within the borders of these nations, the races will be at war with each other. This is exactly what's happening in the United States right now. Black Lives Matter, you have, it goes on and on and on. You have now a rise again in different forms of white supremacists. You don't talk too much about the Nazis anymore or Ku Klux Klan. No, they've adapted, they've moved on, they've morphed into something new. Racial problems within a nation, racial problems internationally, nations against nations, Russia against the U.S., China, Russia against the U.S., the Asian nations against themselves. India and China right now are in conflict. Now, going on with part of this article, so there's this Professor Sergey Karaganov. He says that, and this is too deep, I can't get into this whole thing, but I'll give you highlights to hopefully so we can understand what's happening. Our country and its leadership seems to me to be facing a difficult choice. It is becoming increasingly clear that our clash with the West will not end, even if we achieve a partial, let alone a crushing victory in Ukraine. Even if we completely liberate the Donetsk and Lugansk, Kherson regions, it will be a minimal victory. This man sees it clearly. It will be a minimal victory. A slightly greater success would be to liberate the whole of eastern and southern Ukraine within a year or two, but it would still leave a part of the country with even more embittered ultra-nationalist population pumped full of weapons, a bleeding wound that threatens inevitable complications such as another war. The situation could be worse even if we liberate the whole of Ukraine at the cost of monstrous sacrifices and are left with ruins and a population that mostly hates us. It would take more than a decade to re-educate them. This is the problem, re-educating people. You know, if you bring people from another culture into our culture, you could say that in many ways we would be more sophisticated, and because our living conditions are different. I remember reading an article back in the 80s, early 80s. All of these young people going into Silicon Valley, for an example, their parents are well-to-do, but they drive Volkswagens. They drive, you know, the old Chevy Impala, whatever. These people in Silicon Valley, within a year of starting in one of the Intel companies, they become very wealthy. And with that wealth, they start moving into areas where they're buying homes at that time were $500,000, where they just moved into a whole new culture, even though they were born in this country. It was a whole different financial culture. And there was an individual started a company, and what he would do is with all these young executives and these from basically middle class to all of a sudden very wealthy, he would show them how to live like the wealthy. They'd go up, look at a home, buy the home. You didn't have a refrigerator. You had a walk-in cooler. This is the jump. And he told them, listen, it's going to take you the rest of your life to learn to live like the wealthy. And it's going to take you, your children, and probably it won't be till your grandchildren, to live and act and to blend in to the wealth, the society, the wealthy society in this country, because it's much different. And he said, first of all, you do not drive up the driveway in a Volkswagen. You get rid of the Volkswagen, even if it's brand new. You don't buy a Chevy Impala. You don't buy a Ford Pinto. You don't get any of these cars. You immediately, for your wife, you buy her a BMW. And you probably want to buy a foreign car, maybe a Jaguar, or else a Cadillac, or the Lincoln Continental. And he said, and the clothes that you're wearing, bell bottoms, all of this, dump them. You need to start dressing like the executives. You're going to have to change in your mind as well as in your appearance. And you're going to have to stop using the slang of the hippies. You need to, if you're going to start going to the parties with the wealthy, you're going to have to talk the way they talk. You're going to have to you're not going to go and talk about, hey, what kind of pot did you have last weekend? Where'd you get it? Was it good? Was it bad? Was it from Mexico? Was it from, you know, India? You don't want to talk like that. You want to buy the good bourbon. You want to buy the good beer. You want to buy, and this is what he, and he charged them top dollar. And he said, even after I show you what to do and not do, he said, another thing, first thing you do is stop carrying cash. You get a credit card. And you have a $2,000 limit on that credit card. Well, it's changed today. But anyhow, in the article, what they're saying is, it's going to take a decade to re-educate them. This is the problem the world is facing. And I'm going to tell you right now. No, I'm not going to tell you right now. I got to wait until the break is over. And then I'll present it to you when we come back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. 1360 KHNC.com for podcasts.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this. There is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Eldorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
Accidents can happen at any time and any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
To let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere. I need to know that things are gonna look up. Cause I feel us drowning in a sea spilled from a cup. And there is no place safe and no safe place to put my head.
Really, this song basically kind of sums it up. What the world needs is the help of all of God's holy angels, which are invisible, and all of his angels that are made out of flesh and blood, that are godly, that love God, that love mankind, This is the only help, the true help, that is that will make a difference in this present world. Without Christ said, we are moving into a world that is so bizarre that Christ said, if he doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. And the animals that people love will perish. And what the creature that Christ died for, not the animals, he did in a roundabout way, his creation, but for the mankind that he died for, they will perish. There will be no help. There will be no hope. But now, so there's going to, you cannot re-educate these people. We don't have the time. We're out of time. Now this professor, he goes on to say something, continues to say something that's very unbelievable. He says that, and he really presents it in the way I like, because I understand it. He says, I come to a crucial but hardly discussed issue. The root cause of, and indeed the main reason for, the Ukrainian crisis, as well as many other conflicts in the world, and the general increase in military threats, is the accelerating failure of the contemporary Western ruling elites. The ruling elites, Revelation chapter 6, verse 15, I think it is, the rulers of the world, the wealthy, the rich men of the world. This crisis is accompanied by an unprecedentedly rapid shift in the balance of power in the world in favor of the global majority, driven economically by China and partly by India, with Russia as a military and strategic anchor. So there is a shift. And this shift has been sitting, the shift could not take place 70 years ago, right out of World War II. The shift took place then, America, world hegemony. America, eventually in 1970, the mid-70s, the control of America economically through the petrol currency. Then you have, we became idle as a nation. Our philosophy in this country changed from that of a moral, God-fearing society to hedonistic, to satanic, to void of all conscience, to vanity. When a nation turns itself over to vanity, to what is valueless, what is unimportant, look out. The culture is over. You cannot ever. There's nothing you can do to change. It's unrecoverable. You can't recover that culture. America cannot be, there is no hope for this nation. There was no hope at one time for Rome. And the Roman emperors eventually realized there was no hope. So they each took what they could and they skedaddled. Greece, the exact same thing. Full of vanity, it became vain. The same Egypt believing that they could conquer a little group of people that believed in one real God, a God that could affect the weather and the creatures of the world because he created them. And here, now we, as a nation, we believe in this unipolar world, in this Western thought, that we are going to become God, that we can replace God, that we can take what God created perfectly and take the genetics out of every single creature, and we can create a world that's even better than what God created in the Garden of Eden. And we can take a mankind who is created perfect in the image of God and change this man, this creature, this Homo sapien, into a creature that will serve Satan. And this is the philosophy of the Nazi philosophical Aryan thought. Man is going to be God and replace God. That is the power of what Hitler, basically with the British, the campaign to affect, influence, inject the world of German world with this type of thinking. And what happened? You have war that should Hitler have won, we'd have been in the New World Order. Now, I'll finish this thought when we get back. We are in a New World Order.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360khnc.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360khnc.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs.
970-800-3693. Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In
every life we have. So the professor goes on to say, so here you have these nations, Russia, China, and India. They have caused a global shift. And the contemporary Western elites, they realize it. They've ruled this world for five centuries. Their rule is over. They know it. Even with the power of empire, their rule is coming to an end. And this is exactly what Christ said would happen before his return, in the last decade, before he returned to set foot once again on his earth. That there would be, the elites of the world would panic and they would build underground cities, massive, and they would be palaces, basically. Everything you could imagine. Every need, water, filtered air, everything, so they can live through the disturbance that's coming on the earth's surface. They won't. So he goes on to say, this weakening not only infuriates the imperial cosmopolitan elites, U.S. President Joe Biden and his ilk, but also frightens the imperialist national elites such as his predecessor Donald Trump. This is true. The Republican Party, they are at, Lindsey Graham. You can see that the Republicans in this country, the rhinos and even the non-rhinos, they are watching the destruction of this nation by Russia, China, India, the multipolar world nations, in the trading group of the bloc's nations. They know that this country is doomed. He goes on, the West is losing the advantage. I'm going to give you, this is out of whatdoesitmean.com, June 15th. Whatdoesitmean.com, today's program. I'm coming from this program. The thoughts are too incredible. The West is losing the advantage it has held for five centuries to siphon off the wealth of the entire world by imposing its political and economic order and establishing its cultural dominance, mainly by brute force. So there is no quick end to the defensive but aggressive confrontation that the West has unleashed. And I will tell you now before the end of this program, one thing about Hitler and the Nazis, like I had mentioned in the first segment, they will do everything possible to win, to succeed, to be victorious, to make this world their world. They believe this world belongs to them, and they will die to the last man to achieve that objective. You cannot, this is something so deep in the brain, they believe they can do it. But Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, knows these people, and he is warning them. These children of the devil that are building Satan's kingdom, that have been building Satan's kingdom for 6,000 years, they know they are running out of time to secure, to destroy God, number one. And if they can't destroy God, well then, we will destroy every man, woman, and child, and every beast created by God on this earth. This is the resolve they have. But Jesus Christ is going to come and return, and if he doesn't, no flesh will be saved. Have a good evening. I will return tomorrow. Let's visit some more and see what is going to happen overnight. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcast.
Hey, folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC. Free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended it.
To all the Tommy's Barbers and Blades customers out there, we appreciate you so much. We're doing a gift card giveaway the entire month of June. All you have to do is tell a friend to come in and see us or make an appointment and make sure they tell them your name and KHNC as the code, and both of you are in the drawing for $100 each of a gift card. Your friend gets entered once, you can get entered for as many times as you tell your friends. So make it happen. 720-745-0783.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.